You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Palm Beach, Florida, to South Beach, to Charleston, to Sydney, Australia. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this December 1st,
yeah.
2020.
2019.
Gosh almighty.
Talk about rust, Mark.
Cold, dreary, dark, cloudy.
This is the first for us to be in here with it, because we're always bragging about how fantastic the weather is.
Of which it is not today. it's 59 degrees outside.
59 degrees, and usually when we're in here, the breeze is blowing, the palm trees are swaying. It's usually about 80 degrees, the skies are blue, maybe a cloud in the distance, and we can't stop bragging about it. So I guess it finally caught up with us, Mark. And today, there's no rain, but in the last couple of days, we've had rain. We've had snow in Southern California. The fires have finally stopped, and just the weather that we have to deal with. And in fact, coming in today, Mark, I don't know if you heard it, that one Albert Hammond song, It Never Rains in California.
Oh, yeah.
It's playing in the 70s today, I'm thinking.
Great.
Yeah, well, we haven't happened to the rain.
So
we
you're
had.
Driving out here and you're not listening to Christmas music?
No.
Wow, why is that?
No, just didn't feel like it.
Wow.
Just didn't feel like it, no? Just didn't. I guess it's just kind of like all of a sudden, blam, a week ago, we're in South Beach. We'll touch base on that shortly, but within
a
week.
Actually, a moment ago, man, I said there was 59 outside. Let me change that. It's 57 outside.
But a week ago, it seems like all of a sudden, like I said, we're in South Beach. It was in the 80s. Thanksgiving was on the
blip. By the way, it's 83 in Palm Beach right now.
Fantastic. So the answer to your question as to why I'm not listening to Christmas music, I'm still in the tailspin here. Thanksgiving was a couple of days ago. You just said right now December 1st, which it seems like it's wow, it just came out of nowhere. You know, I mean, Thanksgiving was just the other day. Usually Thanksgiving is like the 23rd.
Yeah.
So we had to wait a week till we get to December 1st. And a month from today, it's 2020. That's what you're thinking right now when you say
a month from today is the Christmas parade, the
New Year's parade. And it's 2020.
And by the way, I've got to get the credentials for the Rose Parade still.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. And tonight is the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Yeah, we'll tap on that in a moment.
A month from today is the Rose Parade.
Yeah. That's probably a first. They're 1 month apart.
Never know.
Because it's usually about 6 weeks apart.
Could be.
Because it's usually about the 23rd or whatever.
Could very well be.
But let's just tap onto some birthdays.
Okay. Sounds good.
We've got some interesting ones as we usually do this time of the morning for our show. Pablo Escobar, Mark, he has since been deceased. But how old would he be today?
I'd say he'd be
the cocaine king.
60 years old.
44.
44?
44. Been dead about 10 years.
Yeah. 44. And he was on the top of his game for 15 years or so.
Yeah. Starting in his 20s.
Oh, interesting.
Zoe Kravitz, she is 30 years old today. Woody Allen, how old do you think he is?
I think he's 78.
Wow. Way wrong, Mark. He's 83 today.
I was 5 years off.
Yeah, usually you're a year or two off. Sarah Silverman, 48 today. Richard Pryor.
Would have been 80.
79. See, that's what I'm talking about. You always with it. He was 65 when he died.
65, huh?
65.
Wow.
So he's been gone 14 years, just like Pablo Escobar. Bette Midler, 73 today.
73? Doesn't look it?
73
doesn't
today.
Like it?
Yeah, 73. Reminds me of Lily.
That's
Robert Irwin. You don't know him off the top of your head with
that
name.
Yeah, isn't he the Irwin kid from the Crocodile
Hunter?
Right.
Yep, 15.
Yeah, of course.
15. Janelle Monáe. Actor, singer. We stepped on her foot on the red carpet at the Soul Train Awards in Atlanta about 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Good actress. So she's multi-talented. She could probably also do art. She's 33 today.
Wow.
33 today. Oh, let's not forget, Mark, TikTok star Alina Moore. She's 17.
A lot of TikTok stuff.
Still trying to figure out that TikTok. And then last one on the list, 63 years today, is Mark Thompson. Former DJ from KLOS who did it for 25 years. So happy birthday to all on your December 1st day of
birth. Cold December 1st, unless you're in Texas or Florida or Hawaii. Texas, yesterday was the hottest. Laredo, Texas was 95 yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, you know, I was watching the LSU game last night. They're 3 hours ahead, and about 6:30, which was 9:30 their time, it was 78 degrees in Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah, very
nice. Baton Rouge.
Well, like you said, Matt, we just came back actually 6 days ago from our annual trip to Boca Raton, South Beach, Palm Beach, for the celebration of the 30th annual Chris Everett Celebrity Charity Tennis Tournament, this year sponsored by Chase Private Banking, which was a great trip. I mean, we flew in on JetBlue, and we landed early, 30 minutes early, and we actually, our flight landed, we had an early flight. We usually land about 10 at night, but we ended up landing at about 5:30, which is great because it gave us a head start. So first off, I want to thank our folks at the Chris Everett Charities. That's www.chriseverett.org for extending the courteous invite for us to come back again to provide their celebrity gifting gift bags. For the eighth year in a row,
yeah.
Which was great.
How about
we had
that?
Some great talent this year, again, as usual. And it was great to be part of the whole thing because it's a whole weekend of events. And
we pitch it the whole time we're there, so it's like a commercial nonstop with us.
Yeah.
Whether people were meeting, whether we're dining, whatever events we're attending, and our social media and so forth. So it's a constant commercial for us.
And the weekend started great when we flew in and we went straight to dinner at this great Mexican restaurant. No,
well,
it was Italian restaurant.
Yeah. Terra Fiamma. .com. That's TerraFiamma.com. TerraFiamma.com. Italian. And it was in Delray Beach.
Yeah.
And this was a last minute
invitation.
Fantastic. A little later for us to dine, even though we got earlier than we thought, but we still find ourselves dining at 9 o'clock.
I was surprised, Matt, as we were driving through Delray Beach at around 8 o'clock, all the restaurants on Atlantic Avenue were packed with people having dinners.
It felt like New York or Paris or Rome. But TerraFiamma.com, fantastic. We started off the meal with crab cakes.
Yeah.
Garlic bread, wonderful.
Mojitos.
And to complement the garlic bread and our crab cakes, we had mojitos because, of course, I was going to say when you're in South Beach, when you're in Florida, you have to at least get one mojito in. So we started the wonderful dinner with mojito, wonderful garlic bread, and fantastic crab cakes, which was followed by veal parmesan. We didn't get any soup, did we? Did we get a soup? No. Or salad?
No, we did. We got that. Didn't we? No, that's right. We didn't.
Yeah. We got that for Mexican. But wonderful. I mean, the size of the veal parmesan we got, that was the largest order of veal parmesan and pasta I've ever seen. And it was phenomenal. Fantastic. We had a refrigerator in our room. We could have brought it back. But at the end of the day, we knew that we had a jam-packed weekend. We weren't going to use it. So we had to leave behind a lot of it. But anyhow,
we dined al fresco.
If you're in the Florida area of the Delray Beach, Boca Raton, or South Beach.
Do you have a phone number there, man?
I don't have their phone number. Get to TerraFiamma.com and get to their restaurant. Please order their veal parmesan. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then we had the cannolis for dessert.
Oh, we had the cannolis for dessert. Yeah. They were big cannolis, too.
And we dined al fresco, which was great. It was 9 o'clock at night in Florida and Delray Beach. It was 75 degrees.
It just kept getting better and better and better.
Yeah. And then we went and we checked into the room, and then the next day, Friday morning, we were off to our adventures in South Beach and Little Havana.
Little Havana, which was
very cool. Yeah, we brought a couple of cigars out there, and the Cuban-style rolled, I guess is that what they call them.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what that exactly means.
They're rolled by Cubans in Cuban style, so I guess that's the complete definition of Cuban rolled cigar.
That's a good way to draw you in, thinking you're getting a Havana.
It's not grown in the dirt of Cuba, but it's right. I don't know where if the leaf is from Florida. I don't know where the leaf is. We should have asked them in more detail.
Well, you asked somebody. I didn't get the poop. You went in when you bought the cigars.
So then we went to check out the High Life, which is not starting until December.
Yeah, 2 months out of the year.
So we got to the High Life stadium more or less, and it was not happening. So we moved on to let's see, what else did we do then down there? We had lunch, and then we went
Versace Mansion.
Oh, the Versace Mansion for a drink.
Which,
by the way, the bartender who was there last year that served us was there again this year. What are the odds?
And he remembered us. Yeah. I guess it's easy to remember us, though. But I remembered him, too.
I remembered him when we walked in. But, I mean, what are the odds of the same bartender being there?
1 year later?
The next year.
The same time? The exact same time we're there?
You know? I mean, it's kind of cool. But we had a nice beer, and then we drove back to, by that time, it was already... time to head back to
Because we spent a couple hours in Little Havana. We stopped off at we picked up some Cuban coffee.
By the way, have you had any yet?
No,
no big deal.
No,
no,
yeah, yeah. Not no big deal, huh?
No.
Okay. But we picked up some...
You know, they're selling it around everywhere. Like, you got to get this...
But he gave us the sampler. It was pretty tasty.
Yeah.
We made, but in any event,
maybe it's the
we
water.
Picked up in our 2-hour visit or stay in Little Havana, we picked up some rum, which we drank there, which is, of course, if you're in Havana, you got to drink rum. And if you're not in Havana, Little Havana is the next place to be. So we're drinking rum. We're smoking our cigars. We stopped off at a little restaurant, deli, bakery, which was great. We walked in. There was a grocery store that had a counter that you could actually dine. People were eating breakfast and early lunch, and there was a bakery as well. So we picked up some Cuban pastries
for breakfast
the next day or the day after, just so we could have. I mean,
we're doing the whole thing.
We're doing the whole nine. We got cigars, the rum, the coffee,
pastries.
Took some pictures. Believe it or not, there was a couple of 50s Chevys parked around, so we got some
Looked
photos
like
there. Picked up a couple cigar, a couple souvenirs, and before you know it, we were on our way to, like Mark said earlier, the Hi-Li, which is in an old venue. It was under refurbishment. I think they were refurbishing it or something. They were remodeling it or something, but very old. I wish we could have seen it, but we didn't see any of it. But that was a wonderful day, and then that was followed by the evening cocktail party at the Chris Everett
Poolside.
Poolside cocktail party for the weekend. It's a whole weekend of events. In the morning on Friday, there's a breakfast with Chrissy where you
could play tennis with Chrissy
and you have breakfast with her. Then in the evening, it's a cocktail party poolside outside where they introduce all the celebrities that are participating in the pro-am for the weekend. So you have a cocktail. They have some nosh. It's at the pool of the Boca Raton Resort. Right
some
at the
of the
water.
Some of the celebrities that were in attendance were John Lovitz, who's been there, for 30 years, former American Idol winner David Cook, WNBA player Lisa Leslie, fashionista Carson Kressley. Let's see who
former Indianapolis 500 3-time winner Helio Castroneves.
There's
a couple of people, the gentleman from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Someone from Scandal.
Yeah.
That doesn't do any
Scott
good.
Scott Foley, yeah.
Yeah. And the dude from...
Animal Kingdom on TNT.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, but anyhow, it was
wonderful.
They raised
a lot of money, and...
Saturday, then we were off to our usual Palm Beach. We like to go to Palm Beach when we're out there. We went down to Worth Avenue.
I think we did that on Sunday. Saturday, we started off with the Everglades.
Oh, Everglades.
Big shout-out to...
Who was that? Who gave us the ride?
To SawgrassRecreationPark.com. Sawgrass Recreation Park. That was the our host for the Everglades tour on those boats that I don't even know what they're called. That are run by the big air propeller. But we went way out there to the middle of nowhere.
The Everglades.
To the Everglades.
We're in the Everglades.
Which was wonderful. Mark has participated and took that tour about 10 years ago. I have not. So finally, I had the opportunity to take advantage of this, and it was great. Beautiful day. It was muggy, and it was like at 9:30.
Yeah.
It was already muggy.
Well, it was
muggy.
The Everglades and the tropics.
In the tropics.
Hot and humid down there.
So we got into this boat thing, and I was surprised.
30-minute tour, which is just about enough.
I was surprised. There was no seatbelts, no nothing. And
off
the bat, our Captain Grit, she says, don't expect to see alligators. If they're there, they're there. It's a plus. 5 minutes out, bingo, bango, bongo. Right there.
Coming right up to us, almost like an attack. Although they don't attack humans, they were told by Captain Grit.
Yeah.
They're friendly. They can't chew their food either. They just swallow it. So and it's got to be dead more or less. So I don't know.
So if you follow us on Facebook and Instagram, check us out. We have some good pictures posted of those damn alligators.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It was a good 30-minute thing, and then we drove back into town, which is where we went to. Then we went to the dog races.
The Greyhounds. Fantastic. Very cool.
Palm Beach Kennel
Club. What a novelty.
The Palm Beach Kennel Club, where I actually won. I got some action on the horse. On the dog.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, they have poker games going on as well.
Packed.
And you can bet on the horses. Horses across the country there as well. So you get the dogs, you get the horses, and you get some poker. So if you're really a gambler, you could do the whole nine. But yeah, like Mark said, he bet. But before you know it, the race started. Unlike a horse race, which is pretty much close to 2 minutes.
You got eight seconds or ten seconds.
So
it's a short track, and they run fast. So it's
chasing
over 10 seconds.
The artificial rabbit.
20 seconds.
No, I think I remember seeing when it had the time. I'm pretty sure it was like 8 seconds, 8 point. Because they go fast. And it's a short track too, and it's elevated, so you almost can't see it, which is kind of weird too, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah. So fantastic trip, fantastic variety of things. And I'd like to give a quick shout out to Ruth and Jim. It's like the movie Same Time Next Year, where with Alan Alda, where you see certain friends one time a year. And Mark and I have been doing this event for the last 8 years. Yeah. And I think we've known Ruth and Jim for about
7 years.
6 or 7 years.
I'm pretty sure they were not in the we didn't see them the first 2 years we were there, or the first year we were there.
Yeah.
And then the second or third year we were there, that's when we got to know them. And again, like the movie, like Matt said, the Alan Alda movie and the Neil Simon play, Same Time Next Year, which was
very friendly people. And we always we spy them out, or they spy us out.
So we hang out with them at the cocktail party, and then there's tennis on Saturday afternoon and Sunday. We didn't get to that part, but at the Delray Tennis Center, which is what this is all about. Well, not all about, but they're raising money for the charity. But they all the celebrities come in so that way they can play tennis with Chrissy and friends and the celebrities. So Saturday and Sunday is tennis at the Delray Tennis Center. So we always get invited to be part of the VIP hospitality tent, which is open bar and they buffet food.
Wonderful food. This year was
from New York Yankee Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Which was wonderful.
Yeah.
So we get to hang out with the hospitality suite with Jim and Ruth. And get to hobnob with them. And
chat with them and catch up.
Catch up is what's happened in the last year. And it's always good to see them. And then we see them in the evening after.
And we spend hours while we're smoking cigars and drinking our cocktails.
Right. After the
and catch up. And it's wonderful. It's like I said. It's
like the air conditioning's on in this room right now.
Is it?
Doesn't feel like it?
I got my overcoat on. It feels good. But it's nice to see them once a year. And it's like after that's gone. And then we see them the night of the gala event. And we talk for hours about this, that, and the other thing. It's nice
then
to catch up.
But then that's it
until, so we don't see them for another year. I know they were out here a couple of years ago when they were either doing the Oscars or the Oprah.
They went to Hawaii, but they stopped.
Yeah, they stopped. Yeah, but we didn't get a chance to see them.
No.
So hopefully in the next year. And Ruth and Jim, if you guys are listening, hello. Thanks for tuning in, and hope all is well with you guys.
Thanks for Same Time Next Year.
Yeah, thanks for Same Time. It's always
in Boca, always fun. Good to see you.
And I always like to hear the stories, Jim, that you share with us about Ruth, when especially the one with. Got Mariano Rivera and the autograph baseball.
Oh, and also the autograph of Paul Anka.
He said, yeah, I guess, Jim, you don't mind us sharing that.
He doesn't like to show it to everybody, but we can share it.
Jim and Ruth are big Paul Anka fans, and a couple years ago they were at one of his concerts. He came out when they were coming out, bumped into each other coincidentally, and... This is interesting. Jim had Paul Anka give his car an autograph and dated it. And not only is that interesting and different, I like it, but 2 years later or a year later, they did it again. They bumped into each other at, I think, another venue.
Yeah.
And Paul remembered them. And so that's cool. It will stay. And then Jim had it clear coated, so it's on to stay. So Ruth and Jim, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
And
hope you're listening.
Hope you're listening. 12 months.
Wow, yeah, you guys have the beautiful weather, like Mark mentioned earlier in the show. It's in the 80s, I think, in Boca. We, in addition to the terrible weather we've had over the last couple of days, we've had some snow. Not where Mark and I live, but like 30 minutes away from where I live, from where my mother-in-law lives. And I was picking her up the other day, and literally I pulled off the freeway 25, 30 minutes from where I live, and the mountains were covered with snow, and I stopped to take a picture of a snowball.
Before we ran out of time, because we got guests coming in,
right.
Also mentioned the tequila tacos.
Big shout out to Rocco's Tacos and Tequila for our dining event on Saturday evening.
Friday, before the dinner party.
Best tacos.
One of the best Mexican restaurants I've been to.
And they greeted us with a warm welcome when we came in. Set us at a wonderful booth. We had a pitcher of margaritas with Patron, tableside guacamole that was being prepared for us.
And the chips were unbelievable. They had the special seasoning on their in-house made chips, which I thought was extraordinary. And to match it with the in-house made tableside guacamole was just incredible.
Rocco's Tacos and Tequila.com. Thank you once again. I forgot the name of our waiter, but he was fantastic.
It was Derek.
Derek. Fantastic.
Did we have the enchilada, right? We had the enchilada?
We did.
So we
couldn't even finish it.
And then we had the tortilla soup.
Tortilla soup, which was fantastic. Couldn't finish that either.
So we had the Patron margaritas. We had the guacamole. We had the seasoned in-house made chips, which was incredible. The tortilla soup, which was incredible. And the enchiladas with the rice and beans, which was different. The rice and beans was different.
Yeah, rice and beans was different, but they were fantastic. So thank you again. Big shout-out for the invitation. RoccosTacosAndTequila.com if you're in Boca Raton. Or actually, they even have one. I think they said they have one in New York and on Delray Beach.
Delray Beach on Atlantic Avenue.
Get out there. Check it out. Big shout-out to the Lakers real quick, 17-2, best record in basketball. And, Mark, did you tap on the Breeders' Cup as of yet?
No, I didn't.
Because I know we had to – I forgot you because you have a guest in today.
I wanted to say a big thank you to our friends at the Breeders' Cup, breederscup.com. Although the Breeders' Cup – actually, the Breeders' Cup was 1 month ago today.
Wow.
The pre-Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup is November 2nd. The Breeders' Cup, the – pre-festivities, more or less, was November 1st, but it was a month ago, which is unbelievable that it was a month ago, you know? Breeders' Cup World Championship at Santa Anita. I think this was the, I forget how many times it was, it's been at Santa Anita. But big congratulations to Vino Rosa, which won this year. You know, there were a couple of good ones. McKenzie I liked. I liked Vino Rosa. I forget... Yeah, so there were a few of them that I really wanted to win, but I went with Vino Rosa, and Vino Rosa did win this year, which was fantastic. BreedersCup.com. This is an annual event that is the best of the best when it comes to horse racing. So I'd like to thank the Breeders' Cup. I'd like to thank Santa Anita, the Stronach Group, the Steve Arcadia, for having us this year, which was probably one of the best years ever for the Breeders' Cup. And Longines, Matt, you have a story about Longines to share?
Oh, well, yes, I do. Longines is the watch sponsor that sponsors the – well, they sponsor a lot for the Breeders' Cup. They're one of their major sponsors. But one of the things that they do sponsor that Mark and I really, really enjoy is the annual fashion show. Mark had the pleasure – well, we join it – well, when the Breeders' Cup is here, it's been here twice in the past. We've attended twice and – they have a fashion show, and the winner of the fashion show gets the very high-priced, expensive Longines watch. A couple years ago, Mark had the pleasure of winning. I did not win. This year, we were back again Friday and Saturday, and we both joined on Friday, and I had the pleasure of winning the fashion contest on Friday, which was phenomenal because you get a lot of attention and so forth, not to mention the fantastic watch which I'm wearing right now. So big shout-out to Longines.
And thanks, NBC, for airing our segment.
Big shout-out to Longines for the watch. Big shout-out to the Breeders' Cup and the people who allowed us to come by an invitation. And big shout-out to NBC, who did a nice little piece on us. In fact, if you watched it when it aired at 5 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on that Saturday, it opened up with a presentation of fashion, style, races, alcohol, context, and what have you. And Mark and I were in a quick piece. So big shout out and thank you to NBC for that, which they didn't have to, and they kind of recruited us to get in there.
Yeah, we were walking down.
So
the thing there.
It was a wonderful 2-day event. We were there for the whole day, both days.
Yeah,
which was fantastic.
Great,
beautiful weather too.
Food was delicious.
Food was delicious.
Gambling was good.
Bets were good.
It was unbelievable.
Super crowded. If you're not at the Kentucky Derby, this is the next best thing.
Although it is over, you can go to BreedersCupShop.com and buy their merchandise, which is they have some great stuff out there, shirts, hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, everything you could imagine, and go to BreedersCupShop.com. Now, next year, this is an annual event, and they rotated for all the different big racetracks around the country. Next year, it will be in Lexington, Kentucky at the Keeneland Racetrack. So if you are on
Did
the
we go there, Mark?
Yeah,
we've
been there before.
Out,
yeah, when we were in, love, when yeah, we were in right. Lexington. So next year, it's in lovely Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky, BreedersCup.com, or you can go to their shop at BreedersCupShop.com and get your officially licensed gear. So we thank all our friends over there at the Breeders' Cup for having the Harris Brothers again this year. We look forward to next year. And congratulations again to the winning horse, which was, I love the name, Vino Rosa.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Fun time.
So congratulations to Vino Rosa and good luck in the next upcoming year.
Thanksgiving weekend. Movies come out. Did you see anything over the last couple of days?
I saw the Mr. Rogers movie. Mr.
And
Rogers'
your
Neighborhood,
your
I think
thoughts?
It's called.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. I didn't think too much about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay, but...
I had no interest in seeing it. The only reason I'd like to see it possibly is because of Tom Hanks. I know he's going to be nominated, but I saw that documentary.
And by the way, Matt, Tom Hanks has not been...
Yeah, 19 years. Supporting cast is what he'll get nominated for. He's never been nominated for supporting, and I'm just speculating he'll get nominated.
Yep.
But yeah, I saw the documentary about Mr. Rogers. It was okay, but had no interest. Saw Ford versus Ferrari, which if you haven't seen it, get out there and see it. It's great. If you like cars, see it. If you like Matt Damon, see it. If you like Christian Bale, see it. If you like history, see it. Didn't even know this took place about Ford won Le Mans 3 years in a row. Had no idea, but get out there and see that. What's even better than that is Knives Out, which came out a week ago, I think. A little bit of humor, but it's more like Cloak and Dagger, Agatha Christie, whodunit. Yeah, fun movie, good movie, all-star cast. Daniel Craig plays the private investigator hired. Great name, don't remember his name, but he's got like a southern accent. But Knives Out, go to see it. And go to see Ford Ferrari. And I guess stay away from...
And then just to circle back, man, which I can't believe this was one of the highlights of our trip to Florida, was the Breakers.
Oh, my gosh.
Our Sunday brunch.
Well, it was the finale.
Yeah, it was the finale. But when we were just talking about it, we didn't tap on this, which is unfortunate. But here we go. Sunday brunch at the Breakers.
Better late than never, Mark.
It's a not-to-be-missed experience. We were there a couple years ago. Now, first off, the Breakers is a magnificent hotel in Palm Beach. It's about 100 or close to, no, about 90-some years old. Okay, and they, for the last 30 years, their Sunday brunch.
30 years. Wow.
It's in what they call it at the Circle, which is in the center of the brunch area there. But the journey begins when you go to the Sunday brunch of the Breakers is when you drive up their majestic main drive, you know, leading up to the hotel.
Oh, beautiful.
You park your car and you go through their spectacular hotel lobby, which is...
I like when you're approaching the hotel, Mark, you see it in the distance how it stands out.
Yeah, it's magnificent. And then you arrive at the Circle for an unforgettable Epicurean experience. It's a consummate expressions of Palm Beach lifestyle. It's a stunning space, breathtaking ocean views, and crowned with 30-foot ceilings featuring hand-painted murals of Italian landscapes. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Nope, it sure does. Well, yeah, no, it doesn't.
A sophisticated assortment of traditional breakfast favorites, including omelet and waffle stations, an extensive range of fresh salads, imported cheeses, pâtés, and freshly baked goods, chef-attended stations for the perfect omelet, crepe, or waffle, sautéed lamb, sushi, or highlighted specialties for those seeking savory à la minute items, including sauté, carving, and pasta stations. And then they had turkey, and they had ham, and they had prime rib too, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which was unbelievable. And then the crepe station is something that I always enjoy. But one of the best things they have there also is their iconic, I guess you call it, it's their Bloody Mary bar, where you make your own Bloody Marys. And then their caviar station, where they've got domestic and imported caviar.
Don't forget the sushi bar, too.
And the sushi bar.
Well, let me ask you this. What was your favorite part of everything? There's a lot of favorite parts there.
I really enjoyed the crepe, and I love the turkey. So, I mean, the sausage.
Ham. Remember
was
the
great.
Ham, because you suggested
the ham.
You recommended the ham for me.
The potatoes they had was fantastic. It's hard. And then, you know, the service was impeccable, too, because as soon as you nearly finished a glass of champagne, it was already being filled up again. Orange juice, freshly squeezed, freshly brewed coffee.
We had cappuccino.
Cappuccino, I should say, yeah. There was a harpist there playing. The room was packed. I mean, if you're going, you've got to go book
you know
thing
what,
early.
Yeah, the harpist was great. He was working hard, and he got no tips. I don't know if they said it, but not one person tipped him, and he was fantastic.
The phone number is 561-655-6611, and the website is thebreakers.com. I don't know. What can you say? It's, you know, we've been to brunches over the years. We've been to every brunch out there. But the Breakers is unlike any other. It's
probably
historic.
In the top five, if not higher.
Yeah, it's historic. It's the best. The service is the best. The people that are there is great. The music, the views, the architecture.
The setting, the atmosphere.
You know, we were there for about 2 hours, I think, right?
No, we're longer than that.
Oh, longer than 2 hours.
We got there at 1. We got there about 10 to 1.
Okay.
And we left about 3:30.
Maybe
3:45.
Yeah, I mean,
it was the best of the best.
The best of the best.
And if it could get better, I like to know how it could. Because did you mention the stone crab and the lobster?
Oh, I did mention the stone crab and the lobster.
Stone crab, and the lobster.
Yeah.
Lobster tail shrimp. And lobster. Yeah.
Oysters.
Oysters. The oyster bar was fantastic. Yeah. Again, if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, see some of the photos.
There's lamb chops, too. Didn't they have lamb chops?
They did.
The mini lamb chops?
Legolamb, I think it was.
Legolamb?
Legolamb, okay. Yeah. Legolamb. That the chef was cooking right behind. It couldn't be any fresher. He was right behind the counter. It wasn't brought in. He was right behind the counter cooking it right there.
Yeah.
So, the best of the best. And if it could be better, I'd like to know how it could be, because I don't think anything was missing.
Yeah. So, I mean, Matt is going to go out and bring in our guest right now. We're going to have, we've got a couple of guests.
Really quick, Mike, before we run out of time, I want to just say that a couple things that we're partnering with coming up. We just signed on to do the reality
right.
television awards. Once again, we did 2016. This is a big thing, so this just happened. Reality television awards are going to be taking place in Hollywood in May. So if you have interest in being involved in any capacity, attending, gifting, sponsorship, contact us direct. We're also providing the gifting for the official Miss New York USA pageant, Miss California USA, as well as Miss Nevada. And we are hosting our annual Oscar gifting suite in February. And we're also partnering with a luxury Oscar. It's luxury Oscar viewing party, correct?
Oscar viewing gala.
Oscar viewing gala.
Yeah.
Taking place
at the Universal Hilton.
Universal Hilton
Oscar
in February.
Night, February 9th.
So lots of things we're working on. If you have interest in getting involved, sponsorship, participating, what have you, please do contact us. And Mark, did you tap on Walt World at
Not all? Yet, but we'll get to
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah. Okay, so right now we have get out to see the Hollywood Christmas Parade tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mario
Lopez.
We had the pleasure of writing in it about 6 years ago. It's fantastic. But we have a couple guests coming up right now. Roy and Dale, they're participating in our upcoming Oscar event, and they're with us today. They're going to be talking about.
They've got the official licensing rights to Marilyn Monroe for their new product, which is a teeth whitening product, which is fantastic. They'll both be in here in just a moment. They're going to be at our Oscar lounge in February. But again, I got to tap on the Miss California USA pageant. It is coming here to Arcadia, California again for the second year in a row. And they're going to be hosting it at the Arcadia Performing Arts Center in Arcadia, California in January. So we're looking forward to having them here. And we're looking forward to providing the official gifting suite or gift bags for Miss California USA, which is the biggest pageant under the Miss USA franchise arm. And next up is New York. So you've got California, because I think we've got about 160 girls for Miss California and 150 girls for Miss New York. So tickets are available at MissCaliforniaUSA.com, and it's a whole weekend of events taking place. I think it's January 22nd or so. So please go to MissCaliforniaUSA.com and find out about attending. Tickets still available.
Tickets are available. And we have our in-studio guests right now today, Dale and Roy.
Yep.
And why don't you guys share the name of your company with our listeners? Roy, why don't you get a little closer?
All right.
Well, first off, welcome. Happy Sunday morning to both of you.
Thank you for
Happy
having us.
Holiday weekend to both of you. Hope you had a great great holiday. I know you guys traveled yesterday, I think, so hopefully that went well.
Did you come in from Denver?
We did.
Holy Matt.
It's never fun traveling during the Thanksgiving weekend. I know I've done that before.
Snow
and it's
traveling is never good unless you're flying out of Burbank and going and coming.
Right.
Burbank, because Burbank is small as convenient. LAX or anywhere
we went to Ontario.
Oh, that's not bad either.
Very nice.
Yeah, Ontario's good. Yeah, and you guys are in
offices in San Dimas.
That's right.
So you're in the San Gabriel Valley.
Okay, beats the hell out of LAX, which we were there last week. It is a nightmare. Yeah, but I hope you had great safe travel.
Glad you can make it in.
And the name of your company?
We are Oral Fitness Incorporated.
Okay.
And the brand name is Dale Audrey, RDH. And it's named
That's what we had, but I just wanted to make sure I was going to give out anything incorrect.
So that's DaleAudrey.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
DaleAudrey.com.
Okay. Now, I know you guys have some exciting stuff to talk about. I know you guys have been around. Your product has been around for a while, but you've bought some important licensing rights to a huge name. Is that something we can talk about that, though, about the
– Mark said that we were limited to talk about something.
A certain thing. But
we're excited. We're about to do a iconic release that, of course, we've shared with you guys intimately.
Right.
But We have to keep the public waiting until December 10th.
Nothing better than keeping him waiting. That builds up excitement.
Yeah. So we will give it to you. It's the number one icon in the world of our time.
Right.
And we've made her, Dale has made her her muse for a beauty oral care line that will be truly second to none. So we're very proud of it, and we look forward to speaking to you about it. And
that's exciting stuff.
Our number one product line is what Dale has pioneered since 2007, which is natural oral care. The first to market natural tooth whitening pen with White Tonight, oral pulling rinse in 2010. Travelsonic toothbrushes, all of our accounts. Dale, why don't you chime in, please?
Chime in, Dale. Let's share our listeners around the globe, the whole business here.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I've been a hygienist for over 30 years.
That's a hygienist.
I was thinking chemist. I've got the chemistry brain. And just wanted to alleviate all that stress and all that, you know, daily grind that people just don't look forward to going to taking care of their teeth in a regular environment. So I really wanted to remove the chemicals, make it a line that was natural, effective, and affordable for everybody, because it's just oral care is so important for whole body health, and people are realizing finally today that, you know, your mouth is connected to your body.
I'm picturing you wearing one of those white medical coats with some goggles on, with in a laboratory almost, and bubbles flowing and all kind of pipes and stuff
like
going on. So how do you design something or create something like this?
Well, the first...
Because that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
In the office, while I was working on my patients, I was always spraying with Lysol and all around the chemicals all the time. I felt like I was dressed in hazmat attire. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't like being there myself, you know, physically, and wanted to take my patients on the same, you know, route that I wanted to go to. And I really just started creating in my mind something that, you know, products that would help people without the chemicals, without the side effects, and the harsh things that people put in their body. So basically I just mentally just started creating products in my mind at the time, and while I was working physically on the patients, and then I started developing the products in the office, working on the patients, using the products and making them feel really comfortable with a different environment to really make them feel comfortable, because it's just such a stressful thing that people want to avoid because they're afraid it's expensive and it's painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that I just wanted to reverse everything.
Yeah. How long was that whole process from start to finish till you came up with the idea to the completion?
Wow. Well, I literally had a dream in the middle of the night. My father was a periodontist, and that's how I got into the biz.
Because, it runs in the family.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he would always tinker in his office, and he brought, you know, that a personality into the office, which I tried to. I mean, I really adopted that, trying to make people feel comfortable. He had great hands, and people loved him, and he's very inventive. So. With that,
he's still with us. He's just retired.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's a Harvard periodontist. Wow. And he's the president of the ADA. Ah. And I have to jump in to give him the props.
Yeah, impressive credentials.
And drove his daughter to be something. He always pushed
See,
her.
Now, Dale, if Roy wouldn't have jumped in, then we would have just thought he was a regular guy.
That's right. So what year was the company born, your product?
2007. Okay. I created the first natural tooth whitener.
Okay.
And I wanted to get it out to the public, not really even sell it to the dental offices because everything was so expensive. And I'm like the liaison between the dentist and the patient.
Right.
Hearing I'm the middleman, hearing how expensive things are, trying to make it effective. And that's how I got all my products together. And so I went out in 2007.
Sold your home.
I sold my home in Weston.
So did you sell your home in Weston to finance your product, your vision of creating this new brand and new product? Yes.
I sold my home.
Sounds like a movie where you risk everything, you gamble everything.
I left my office, which I was practicing there for 17 years. My kids went off to college, and I sold my house in Weston, Florida. I bought a motor coach, 45-foot motor coach. It's hard to get my clothes
lost
into the
America.
Closet there, but I had
to do what you got to do. Got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, it was very freeing, and I went on the road to promote and sell my product.
I love that idea.
Sounds
got
like a
into
show or
Whole
a movie.
Foods. Yeah,
sounds like a reality show.
It was Whole Foods was my first account.
Well, that's pretty
actually,
good
in California.
We keep on hearing how Whole Foods is very difficult.
Very, very difficult.
And to make that your first, for your first.
So they must love the product.
I was very, very grueling. And at the time, they were, they're still, you know, the gurus. But yeah, they.
You probably got back into the RV and said, I did it.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then so. I actually got into California, but I left from Florida, and I went from each region to region, getting into each region of Whole Foods, and I went to demo in each state, across country, from Florida all the way across to California. That's how I ended up here in California, but I spent 6 years on the road.
Wow.
Years. Just
so you're almost
demoing.
Like a traveling salesperson.
Exactly.
You're taking your RV to one city, promoting, selling.
An interesting
educating.
Story.
Yeah,
educating,
I like that. Helping
That's
people.
That's an interesting story.
And, wanted to expand the line because
she tried to take the RV to Hawaii. She's not finished.
You couldn't do it.
That's tough.
That still could be done, right?
It would not float.
Couldn't go.
So California was the end.
Yeah. End of the road.
From coast to coast.
Yeah.
Wow.
And today our mission is even bigger, guys.
Okay.
Today our mission is children. Seniors, unfortunately, people that are dealing with oncology, you know, radiation treatments and chemotherapy treatments, you know, God, may God help those people.
Absolutely.
They leave those treatments with a horrible metal mouth, it's called, mm-hmm. amongst the people that have gone through it. And that, unfortunately, we all know somebody that's gone through it or have
absolutely.
Family.
Yeah.
But Dale's product, our oral pulling rinse, alleviates that. It gives their mouth... revitalizes it, and we have thousands of reviews, and we do it for the people. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, why do you do this every day? Why are you so passionate about it? And I'm passionate about it because of what I've learned from Dale.
Right.
I'm educated like you guys.
Right.
I'm only here in the company for a few years, mm-hmm. and you guys know me from my past.
Right.
If
yeah.
I'm doing something, I believe in it. But
yes,
here, this is something that truly resonates with each and every person.
A passion.
So
boy, that's,
growing our mission of what Dale said from day one, which is, oh, better oral health equals better overall health. Right. And today, the big chains, including CVS and all of them, they're speaking to oral health, how it relieves, how it goes into plaque, into your heart.
Yeah.
And they really have tied it all together for the first time. And I'm going to finish with Mayo Clinic, which everybody knows.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Mayo Clinic and on Google, go online, 7 to 10 years longer life if you floss twice a day. And take care of your mouth.
And this is a Mayo Clinic research study.
This is the Mayo Clinic research study, not on our product, on oral health care in general.
Yeah.
So knowing that, and
it's
you know, being middle age plus, say, wow, if I can do it now, at least maybe I can get 3 to 5 more years, and we all know what we would do for another day.
So you have the rinse, you have a floss, you
have a
whitening.
Complete, Dale will go.
You've
through
got a whole
seven-step program.
We have a seven-step program
on Dale Audrey. The package that Dale has created and her vision is first. Can you go through the 7 steps quickly?
Seven steps.
Okay.
Yeah, seven steps.
Yeah. And this is daily 7 steps?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really only
less
a couple
than 10
of
minutes of your day.
Yeah,
but is it twice daily?
Some things are twice, some things are once.
Okay.
Seven steps. Here we come.
So the first thing would be tongue cleaning. Because your tongue is like a sponge, very important.
There's like tongue scrapers.
We have a tongue cleaner with a
tongue detox serum, which helps to remove the odors and makes your breath feel really nice.
I think my dog needs that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your dog's mouth is really
He's got real bad. Yeah. He's got,
His teeth. And then after that, we recommend the oil pulling rinse, which is the cleanser that helps to detox
and
your body.
All these 7 steps, all these different products, you have them.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They're all there.
Yeah.
We have our catalog, our brochure that goes down each step. After that, you brush your teeth.
With our Ayurvedic natural mineralizing toothpaste, which is second to none.
Okay.
Right. And we have our Quicksonic toothbrush, which we recommend Sonic because it just cleans much better than regular manual toothbrush. So we have that. And then after that, at night, you floss. We recommend
salt water rinse in between if you like.
Or at night or after.
Salt water.
Yeah, we have a natural Himalayan hand-mined pink salt water rinse. So you can really use that anytime. You can use that after you oil pull in the morning because that takes away the residue from the oil. That's what the Ayurvedics really do. And our Ayurvedic rinse is made with sesame oil. A lot of people are familiar with coconut because that went viral. But sesame oil is really the true Ayurvedic way. And they do use the Himalayan salt, sea salt rinse after that.
Himalayan sea salt.
Wow. Himalayan really salt good. Is popular nowadays.
Yeah, and it tastes amazing because salt water typically doesn't taste good, but ours is
I would think of gargling
fabulous.
Because of a sore throat.
Sore throat with gargling.
Right,
yeah.
Or any water. After any dental
any
procedures.
Yeah,
canker sores even, sore throats. And we have great flavors, mint, cinnamon. We have ginger, lemongrass, and bubble gum.
Oh, great!
Oil pull.
That's one way to get them to brush.
Yeah, cover
the
steps.
Absolutely,
the whole gamut.
After that, flossing. I mean, well, flossing at night, brushing, and then gum massaging, which is very, very important for gum health, which most people don't do, and that's like exercise for the gums that keeps them healthy and strong. Because you can
keeps
have such beautiful teeth.
Really
if your teeth aren't, if your gums aren't healthy,
in the morning news for one of those segments.
Right.
Your gums aren't healthy, your teeth don't stay in.
Yeah.
Everybody focuses so much on your teeth, but really, your gums.
A lot
are
of information.
Really important.
Yeah. Good product. A lot of information.
I mean, the great thing about it too, Dale, is you know this isn't something that you just walk off the street and decide I'm going to start this. This is your business. This is what you've been
passionate.
Educated
this is my
for.
Life.
You've
this
been trained for your, it's in your family. So if anybody could do something like this, you're the one that could provide the best product out there.
Yeah, I'm really here to help everybody. I really feel that's my mission.
So what's the next step after the December 8th or 10th announcement? I'm seeing you have like a drawing board with like, this is happening next year, this is happening the next year.
We are.
I mean,
so December 10th, December 10th is the introduction of the new...
December 10th, we'll go, we'll have our
press
national
release.
Press release.
Okay.
We'll have three... pop-up events, L.A., Miami, and New York. And we're working on the fourth pop-up in Toronto, Canada as well, where you guys know that I've spent a lot of time.
Yeah. I was going
and
to
and
say
it's part of our global expansion is into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Our global expansion has taken us into Australia. We just opened a big distributor in Australia we're very proud of. We also opened a big distributor in Japan. Dale's White Tonight Pen is the number one selling natural tooth whitener.
White Tonight Pen.
Holy
man.
Yeah, that's our
so
white
it's white, the number two, N-I-T-E .com.
Now, Roy, is it safe to say not only it's a good product, but she's working with a marketing guru in you? Is that safe to say? That it takes two to tango?
I'm 36 years still trying to learn.
That's pretty good.
Well, you sound like you got it together.
But because I have friends and relationships like the two of you,
thank you.
Makes it a pleasure because you're true professionals.
Thank you.
You know how, you know what people, you want to give people something.
Yeah.
You want to help people be better.
Yeah.
And when you have that team, you have an alliance that you really just can't break.
Right.
And that's what I'm most proud of.
And if you've got the product that really sells itself and you've got the passion behind it to push it, it sounds like it's a win-win situation for absolutely everybody.
It is. And a Dale Audrey customer, I'm so proud to say, and you know I've owned some big brands and I've been a part of some big stuff.
Sure.
And none of it will be mentioned today because the only big thing we have today
is
what's in front of us.
Right.
Yeah.
But now when I look at a market that literally 7 billion people on Earth can be helped by our product and by Dale's dream
that's
and vision.
A good way to look at it.
To me, I just say, hey, let's knock out one person at a time. Let's go to another school. Let's get on TV. So
educate.
Going back to what's going to happen December 10th,
right.
December 10th, we're really going to start impacting the world more because this iconic license that cost us a fortune, but an investment. And everybody out there that knows what an investment means, it means you put your your tuchus on the line.
To make money, you got to pay money.
Right.
You got to spend money.
For us, when we take this, we're not taking it to make the money. Obviously, we want to bear the fruits of our labor.
Sure.
But when we are able to take this name and it opens the door to educate millions because of this name and her 17 million person social media, and she's not alive.
Well, that's impressive.
Okay. So when we're able to take that and
that's
multiply
crazy.
The message through her, that's the real dream and vision that Dale had and myself when I got to get to the company is how can we take that message and, and not get a pop singer to do it, respectfully to all those pop singers out there.
That everybody else
is
doing.
I'm not knocking. Everybody can do the way they do it.
Yeah.
But for us, what we love about the brand, and I'll give you a little bit of the hints for your listeners, is this is the most empowered woman of her time. This is a woman who changed things. This is a woman whose beauty is still the gold standard in Hollywood. So today, when you can take all of that, nearly 60, 70 years since the person's been here and have that beauty still to share with the world.
Right, right. Impact.
That's our. That's
so
our,
I mean, were you guys impressive. Sitting around having a glass of wine one night and it just hit your head or popped into your head or
this
I
is
mean,
the direction we're going to go with this individual?
Yeah, I mean, it came up somewhere. I mean, you must have just.
I would tell you we were having a glass of wine, but I drink beer.
Okay,
IPA.
Having a cocktail.
Dale,
just,
good.
It just no, popped
it,
in your head.
You know what? It's Dale. When I came onto the brand and was blessed to be a part of Dale's life. Before she became my wife, mm-hmm. When I came in to really look at the company and see what I could do, if I could be of any benefit to the company, I realized that right away we had to have an iconic name because, of course, Natural is so popular, you know, getting more popular, but it's not as popular as Christina Aguilera. You know what I mean? It's just not going to translate like that.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So we sat one evening and said, I said, you know, we should really get an iconic figure. You know, it should be blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and all of a sudden, boom.
Well, knowing which iconic figure you chose, I think that is probably one of the most iconic figures in...
Which is going to make a pop.
Right.
You guys will have it at your lounge.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you, that's right, Roy and Dale, and their company is going to be in our Oscar gifting suite in February.
February, right. February 7th, I believe. I think it's the 7th. Yeah, it's February 7th. So this is great. Now, if our listeners live in California right now, they want to buy that product today, are you in Whole Foods in California right now?
Why don't you name our retailers for California, if you don't mind?
Share with us.
We're in Whole Foods.
We're proudly
in Erewhon Markets.
Mm-hmm. Lassen's.
Thank you, everybody, for everyone's support. We're in Lassen's. We're in Mother's Markets.
Clark's
we're in
Nutrition.
Clark's. We're in, did we say Lassen's?
Rainbow Acres. Mm-hmm. In San Francisco.
Ojai, Rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, in
Ojai. I mean,
Ojai.
Rainbow.
Yeah, we're in probably 100 natural food stores in California.
Impressive.
Right.
But if you'd like to, Amazon, we're Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
Amazon's great.
Amazon.
We're very proud of our Amazon score, which is something that I attribute to Dale and her dedication. We are batting 100% for customer satisfaction in the last quarter.
Wow.
98.6.
You're not going to find that anywhere.
98.6 for the year. And 95.5 since inception 10 years ago.
Wow. Congratulations.
Very
those
impressive.
Are pretty good batting averages.
I would
and
think
these
so.
Are the people speaking. So.
Yeah, and we love, we get phone calls from our customers and clients. And
thanking you.
Yes.
And
that's the biggest
reward. Let me lead on that. Dale once a week, and then when you go online to DaleAudrey.com, mm-hmm. Dale on Wednesday opens up her time, just like you guys, and gives back to people. Ah. They call with their problems.
That's important.
We've helped kids. We've helped seniors. We've helped everybody. And that's something that, of course, we welcome. And then for your radio listeners, we are going to offer our Black Friday sale coupon,
great.
Which Dale will tell you right now because she created it.
share it with us.
It's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday. It's our first ever
We never
sale
go on sale. No retailers ever put us on sale, thankfully. We're not a discount brand.
Right.
But we want more people to get involved.
Right.
And we know that it takes sometimes something to get them to get off the you know what I mean, off the wall there.
Absolutely.
So we're going to offer this discount code of 20% off of all orders for all your listeners.
Great.
And
so what's the code?
It's Black Friday 20.
Very simple.
That's Black Friday 20. That code doesn't get any easier than that.
No,
so they can go to the website and they could go
to the checkout. Go all the way through the checkout process. Put it in to your
excellent
discount code.
And what's the website again? It's DaleAudrey.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what about social media? Are you guys on social media?
Yeah. Dale Audrey RDH.
Share that with us.
Right,
share all the webs.
Instagram, Facebook.
Dale Audrey RDH. Yes. Facebook.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Snapchat.
Facebook. Snapchat.
What's the old one, Mark?
We want to be like you guys when we get older and have them all.
The original one. What was the original one?
Nobody has MySpace.
MySpace. we always joke about that. We always bring it up.
We
MySpace.
Did that years ago, and it's still out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So we always.
Yeah. That's always funny. Humor. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Then, so
Instagram,
go to your website,
Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, which is great. What about YouTube? You got any YouTube videos out there?
We do.
Okay. I would assume you got probably.
We're growing that now. We're about to have a partnership with YouTube Studios coming up next year.
Wow.
That we're proud of. And they've opened a new studio here in LA.
Yep.
And they've offered Dale to come in because they also want to educate more people.
Yeah, and then YouTube's the way to go. I mean, you could post something on Instagram, but YouTube for sure for something like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, boy, there's no holds barred where you guys could go.
We're very proud of being here.
And you got this guy with you.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate that. And the fact that you guys are partnering with us in February in our Oscar gifting suite, which is fantastic. Got some great exposure there. A lot of people come in there. So it's a great way to educate.
We did the Emmy suite, and it was spectacular.
That's right. And boy, it was a long time ago.
It was a long. It was only a couple months ago. It was a long time ago. Well, we just signed on. I'm not sure if you heard from us. We just signed on to the Reality Television Awards in June. That would probably be a good thing.
Yeah, we've done that before. All the reality shows, The Bachelor and The Voice.
So this is a little different than Emmy's.
So you know,
and
the beauty
Oscar,
pageants
so.
Are also a place where.
I was thinking about that too. Because we just did the Miss New Jersey and Miss Maryland the last couple weeks. And then we just had so much going on
kind of like you guys. You're always doing something.
Yeah, and one thing popped up.
That's
fantastic.
But so important.
That would be great.
We set up once December 10th comes and we're able to announce this. We'll be able to set up these smile bars that people will go crazy.
Fabulous.
And all these.
I love it, and I'm sure they love it too, because Matt and I have a history with our business started with working with beauty pageants. California.
I remember.
Yeah.
20 plus years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're happy to be partnering with them, and I think this
a good fit. Yeah.
Would be
especially
a
with
fit.
The announcement. That's a good. That's
yeah.
A, yeah.
Right around the same time, because December 10th is about 5 weeks before the.
So I guess we are running out of time. So thank you both, Dale and Ward.
Let's hear the website again one more time, Dale.
It's Dale, www.daleaudrey.com.
Okay, don't forget to go.
D-A-L-E-A-U-D-R-E-Y.
And don't forget to go there and use the discount code.
Black Friday 20.
That's
Black
right.
Friday and anyway, we can help anybody, just let us
and
know.
And always, any listeners that have any questions, Dale's here to help.
And sure are we, if anybody's wanting to contact us direct to go through them. So
Our website is wildcreationsmedia.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations. Instagram, also
Wild Hollywood.
Right?
Yep.
So contact us if you want more information about Dale Audrey's brand and the big event coming up December 10th. Thanks for listening. We've got a couple great events coming up. And, until we chat at our next show, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy life. Life is short. Eat something good.
Have a cocktail.
Good. Have a cocktail.
Brush your teeth.
Floss. The whole seven steps.
And get to that website pronto stat.
Or go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Whole Foods are all over the place.
Air One, Whole Foods.
Actually, man, isn't there a Whole Foods right down the street here?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Okay. Well, there's a Whole Foods, but Trader Joe's literally.
But there are Whole Foods all over the place.
All over.
So go to Whole Foods right now and get the product.
Enjoy.
Start the seven steps.
Yeah. So thanks again, Dale and Roy.
Yeah, thanks again, and we will see you on February 7th in Hollywood.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So until next time, thanks for tuning in, and have a great, I was going to say great holiday, but we'll have a great holiday weekend.
Remaining holiday weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you before Christmas.
Later.
Good night. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.